All right, Jayhawks on the Move, non-moving edition. You look at the team you had, Tim. You had the one win early on. You had the second win later on. What does that? How do you keep that ambition going with that team? Some dropped off. Some stuck with it. But you got it from a coach's end. You got that angle too. Plus, you have a winning record, but conference was a little tough. You give your challenges as a coach.
You know, it's just it's part of coaching. You know, we just tell the kids. I mean, if everything was easy, if you won every single game, you didn't have to work anything. Where's the fun? Where's the spice of life, so to call it? And you know, if the kids truly want to be there and they want to get better, if they want to step into that leadership position, if they want to be totally unselfish and do what's best for the team, then that's their internal motivation. Anybody can want to be out for anything if they're going to be successful at it. It's, you know, it's those laying, you know, brick by brick. It's laying the stones to go out there and say, hey, I want to leave this place better than how I found it.
How do you teach that? You know, we talked about this on when we drive around. There's a lot of things we talk through in leadership and expectations. But I found in working with this age of student, I could even say I can remember having my daughter clean the bathroom and then come back and I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't clean the bathroom very well. But then you think, I never taught you to.
Right.
So how do you teach these kids, just like you guys are all teachers, how do you teach them the stuff that's not the academic stuff?
I think great leaders help create great leaders that help create great leaders. And part of that, I guess, one of my views is you've got to want to be able to have that leader. You know, Charles Barkley said it best, I'm not a leader. You know, you've got to find those kids who want to be leaders, and then you've got to find those kids who maybe don't want that position as well and tell them what type of influence they could potentially have. But you got, just like with anything in life, you've got to want it if you want to do it efficiently.
I was waiting for a quote. There's always a quote or at least one or two.
Yeah, I think the side conversations that you can have with those individuals that are attempting to make that impact or are right on the verge of it, to pull them aside to have that conversation that say, hey, you're really killing it with this. We can make it some improvements here. And if they see that example and then if they see you doing that, it gives them that example. They know they can do it because you've had that conversation with them. And then it maybe gives them a little confidence. I think confidence is key with a lot of that because no high school kid wants to call out their buddy.
Sure.
And then that's just a fact. And to just tell them to call them out typically doesn't work. Same thing as you get in front of a group and you yell at them for not doing it. It might not have as big of an impact as a small conversation with them. But, and that's, I think, an angle that we've all taken to help build that leadership. And it's a work in progress. It always is and always will be. But we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and it takes consistency. So, you know, I can say Coach Sullivan here had that tenure as coach, and you were on that staff, you moved in. You picked right up, I think, where Dulles took off. You came in kind of brand new. You know, it's when you're trying to set a culture, set a trend, you had a little more of an uphill battle to get into.
I feel like we're still going uphill too, but I talked to Joe Smines about this just the other day. As I said, I came day one. I knew no names, no positions, and we just had to start playing.
Which can be good and bad.
Can be good and bad, but it was hard to build a culture at that point because I always felt like I was behind. And this year I felt like it was a little bit better. We knew each other better. They knew my style better. And so we were able to make better gains. But I feel like that's going to keep happening until I have these kids, even from having them in a classroom to having them on the court, it's going to get better as we keep going. I mean, these girls have had multiple coaches for volleyball in the past few years. There hasn't been a lot of consistency. So that's something I'm hoping to build with them and then to build that program with that.
So the thing I always say, moving the rock. What's the rock you're going to move in the off season going ahead in fall?
How big's the rock?
That's up to you, I guess. I guess that'll give us some determination of who you are. I had to throw that in. I knew you wouldn't like that.
You know, I think the team success that we've seen, you know, the wins and losses, but I think I speak for all of us up here when we talk about we care about these kids so much on a personal level. If we can develop them to be great leaders, because great leaders help create great leaders. And if that's what we're doing, I think the wins and losses we can move to the side. Although they're awesome to see those successes on the field, on the golf course, on the court. if we're leaving, if we're helping these kids lead a life of, you know, a value and giving them those things to help them make successful adults, I think that's how we can potentially create our success.
But a thing with your program that you really want to work on this off season, the next 10 months, 9 months that you get into.
Consistency in whatever you do, whether it's the weight room, whether it's your academia, whether it's your winter sport, just be consistent.
That's the message you want to push to your players.
Be consistent in whatever you're going to do.
You guys have less coach speak than he does.
I don't know. I don't really talk like that, I guess. I don't know. I think our goal for the off season, our big saying during the year, O'Connell and I, is let's stay happy and healthy. Let's keep them motivated. Let's keep them working towards the same goal. And our interactions with them in the hallway, we hope to keep positive. We hope to keep driving them forward, having that conversation. Hey, how's your lifting going? How's your running going? If you're doing anything, trying to keep them busy during the winter, not overly busy. You know, if you're in basketball, if you're in wrestling, do it to your best ability, because we want to see that success that we're able to experience in the fall carry over to the winter. Use that drive, use that focus for the winter sport. If you're not in it, let's take a little time off, but then let's get ready to get, because we have a spring sport coming up.
Sure.
Hopefully they're out for soccer, track, golf, and participating within the school. But stay happy and healthy, get stronger, get faster. If we can do those things, the rest takes care of itself. I think a lot of times people put way too much emphasis, in a sense, on the off season, and it's go, 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 go. Sometimes I think it is micro doses of little things over and over again instead of major doses all the time. Actually, you see a lot more growth in the end. So we like to give them some time off. We like to talk to them on a personal level, see how they're doing, keep them happy and healthy, and then working towards the next thing.
Sure. Volleyball squad.
I'd like to pose the question of, what are you practicing? Whatever it is, whether it be getting your grades up, whether it be speech, I know a start, and a lot of my girls are involved in that, whether it be in the weight room, it's just, what are you practicing? You need to be practicing something, and you need to be doing it full out. So some of my girls want to be just working on their vertical. How are you going to do that?
Sure.
If they know what they're practicing, they're going to have a plan, they're going to be successful with it. So it's creating a plan at what you want to improve at, no matter what the aspect is, and practice.
Well, it's funny, that was the next thing I was going to get into. You talked about some of your players are in speech, you know, and the growth we've seen, I think, when you look at the marching band on a Friday night, how it grew over as the season went, or the pep band. The cheerleading squad, I think, at its biggest it's been in quite a while. And if you guys had a chance to see the fall play, you know, talk about the other activities, you know, and how important that is, that it's not just about sports here in Jessup, but what that means for all the things you guys just talked about to make these students the better versions of themselves, or best versions.
I think to speak on our own behalf, I think the kids are lucky to have the coaches we have right now, not necessarily just myself or just us three sitting here, but a lot of push to be involved in as many things as you can. Not necessarily everything, because there comes a time where if you're doing everything, you're doing nothing.
Sure.
But the focus that we are more than just one sport, you know, these individuals are more than just football player, that they strive and they do great things in other areas as well. Brady Dahl had a very nice football season. He had an awesome couple nights in the play. I was very impressed with that, to see something different out of someone. We see a lot of our individuals in speech, and that has grown tremendously with O'Connell, going from 10 people to 80 people. Seeing people succeed in that is really cool, because success translates in a lot of areas. You get that snowball effect, and it starts happening everywhere. And we have a lot of people that encourage that type of involvement.
And the same thing, I had one kiddo that she played volleyball for me. She was one of my starting varsity girls, but then on Wednesday morning, she would miss our morning practice and go to cheer practice.
Sure.
And then she'd make it up in the afternoon. From our perspective, we can't see it as missing practice, but she's growing her opportunities and growing as a leader. And she put in her time, not at the same time, but she put in her time,
right.
She put in the work. So us being open to that, giving them those opportunities, is going to help us grow on the court just as much as her missing that one practice.
I was going to bring up the band. You don't get to see them at halftime, but
we get to hear them.
Get to hear them.
I just think it's so cool that what these older kids are doing. It's okay to be part of athletics and be part of the play, be in choir, be in band. We're a small school. Although our enrollment is growing, it's okay to do both. You know, this is the first time in a long time we had a lot of football players participate in the play. And that is so cool that we talk about it as a team and say, hey, come out and support your brothers that you're out here working football with, and come support them in something that maybe you don't know that they like to do.
Well, we have to end on somewhat of a fun note, I suppose, as we get into it. I was thinking we could do maybe a squat competition, but I'm not up for that.
And
neither are you.
We've got dress pants, jeans, and...
As entertaining as that would be.
I got flats on.
Or box jumps or things like that. Favorite thing at Thanksgiving? When you sit down at the table, what are you going for?
Gosh, ham. I'm not a turkey guy.
Not a turkey
I'll
guy.
I'll echo that.
Ham?
We'll double down on that.
No turkey.
No honey ham.
Okay.
Spiral cut
ham
or?
Sandwiches. No fuss.
No fuss.
Just hack into
it. I'm a spiral cut. There's a specific. I'm sure I bought the wrong ham once upon a time.
I'm sure.
It has to be spiral cut, so. Yep.
Okay. We're into the ham.
Yeah. Good apple pies.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream on top?
Yeah. A la mode?
Okay. Do you want to participate?
Maybe the oddball out.
Okay.
I just want to sit with my family.
Okay.
I guess. Answer. Okay. Good answer. Okay.
We've been on the road 10 years, so sitting down as an entire family has been rare for us. So.
You know, and I don't think we've gotten into it. You brought up beginning at the end. Talk about that history of moving around, or what is that story that you can share with us?
So my husband's military has been active duty for the past 10 years. So we've
in what
been
branch?
The Army.
Okay.
So 2 weeks after getting married, he was off to Germany. So I taught 3 years in Germany. I actually coached the head volleyball coach there at our school. And it was American school on our post. Taught high school in Georgia. And then 3 years of elementary in Colorado. Went to Louisiana and taught there and brought me here. So lots of jumping around, lots of coaching opportunities, but I just want to
be home. Jessup's been your favorite so far,
absolutely,
right?
It has. Once you leave Iowa, you realize how great it really is.
So,
no place like home.
And so you guys, the bar's been set. So, but you guys are going to be here forever.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Yeah. So, football coach Tim Sauer, cross country coach. I always screw
Not
up.
Anthony.
I always screw it up,
brother. Nick Green.
Yeah, you know. I got to tell you the story. I've told you this. So Coach Green, he has what I didn't know was a twin brother.
Yeah.
So coaching rec baseball this summer, I'm walking out to him. He's out getting the fields ready and going to tell you. I was going to make some comment like I always do. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm not Nick. And I looked at him and I go, no, you're not.
He's
a little thicker than you.
Yeah. Anthony's probably about 10, 15 pounds bigger than he always has.
He's not the runner.
Good runner. Yeah. I'm faster, but yeah, he can take me down and I stay down. So if it gets to that point, a lot of confusion this summer amongst the preschool kids and pre-K kids at the Ball Diamonds, but he loved the attention and they loved it too. So.
I can't think that's the first time that maybe it's been used in your advantage. Have you ever sent him somewhere that you were supposed to be?
We were never too cunning with that. Never did much with that. No, pretty boring on that side, but it really took care of itself. People confused us for each other anyway, so we didn't have to try too hard.
That'd be funny. Send him out to cross-country practice here next fall.
Yeah.
And just see how that goes.
He'll show up to a meet every once in a while, and kids have no idea. So it's fun. It's fun.
And Gina Felder, our volleyball coach, thank you for being Jayhawks and taking tonight after a long week of conferences and all that. Still working on pyrotechnics for the entrance for next year. Just thinking through that.
Get by on that.
Get the fog machine and then get the inflatable helmet and then.
This is the hog trailer.
The hog trailer going on the track. And the hog coming down to drop off the game.
Yeah.
This is the University of Miami.
Gotcha. So, anyway, thank you all for coming out, and it's a
great day to be Jayhawk.
Go Jayhawks.
Thanks, Scott.
Joe, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Scott.